Well, it's been going for quite a long time, the Alpha Course, probably in various forms, 20 years now. It started at an Anglican church in London, simply a way for them to help people integrate into the church. And it took wings over a number of years, became more refined. And I think now there's probably in the tens of millions of people worldwide. It's grown from outside the Anglican church to the Roman Catholic church. I know there's many Catholic parishes in Ireland that are using the Alpha Course. And even Greek Orthodox churches and every brand of Christianity that there is have found that the Alpha Course is actually very helpful. And so we moved to Dublin, to St. Catherine's, 3.5 years ago. And within a few months, we started our first Alpha Course. And I think we had maybe 20 on it. And over the last few years, we've had around 40 come along. So it's something that is definitely still popular. And people are finding it a good place to ask questions and to explore issues of faith and life and actually even death, what happens after we die, in a very non-threatening environment.
And what exactly is involved?
It's a course which takes place over 10 weeks. We're just using 8 this time, but it really is just the basics of Christianity. It's nothing more than that. Tonight's first session was, is there more to life than this? Just asking, is this life all there is, or is there something beyond this life? Next week, we will look at who is Jesus. The historical evidence that Jesus existed, the resurrection, that sort of thing. The following week will be, why did Jesus die? Looking at the death of Jesus on the cross. Other weeks we'll be looking at things like, why do we read the Bible? How do we pray? What about evil and suffering in the world? And what about the church? Is the church any relevance today? So a lot of the very sort of key foundational, fundamental questions of faith and life that people who are searching for meaning will be possibly asking them, and it's a place where they can come and discuss them in an environment with other people who are asking the same questions.
And do people come, I mean, are people a little bit nervous maybe when they come at first? You know, is there a sense that people are worried that there's going to be a little bit of Bible bashing, if you like?
I think so. I think people come for all sorts of reasons. Some people come because they already go to church, but just don't really understand what they believe, and so maybe they're a little bit more comfortable. But we're here on one of the main roads in Dublin, in the inner city, and we put a banner out, and a lot of people come just from reading the banner. Probably half the people on every course come just because they walked past, read the banner, and thought, that's something I want to go to. And so when you walk into a church, if you're not familiar or comfortable, or you've never been in this church before, I'm sure it is uncomfortable for people. And we say that up front. We had a meal tonight when people first came in and allowed people just to sit around a table and eat food and talk. And I always find by about week 3, people have started to connect. The barriers start to come down because they realize that this isn't a proselytizing thing. It's not trying to make anybody anything. And I'm very strong on that we don't do that. It's a place just to explore. And everybody's on a journey. And if this can help you a little bit along the journey, that's great. And if it doesn't help, that's okay. You don't have to stay. We won't chase you or follow you up. But we really just want it to be a safe place where people can come and explore. And some people do the course and they come to the end of it and we never see them again. And other people do the course and they want to start coming to church, or they want to take it a little bit further and maybe be part of a small group still discussing these things. So everybody finds their own place. But I can understand why people may be concerned that it's a cult, or, you know, that we're trying to get people into some religion. For us, it's not about religion. It's not about a church. It's about a relationship with God and trying to help people see what that might look like.
And what are the merits of that? Because people might say, look, a lot of people have discussed this, a lot of people have gone over this, and, you know, how much more discussion can we have, if you like?
I guess if people are showing up, they still want to discuss. I think today in our society, it used to be that that sex was the thing that you didn't talk about in public. We're now, quite honestly, it's probably religion and death are the two things, the eternal sort of issues that if you bring them up at a party, you'll probably not be invited back to the next party. And so people are still, I think there's, as we heard on the video tonight, there's still this spiritual vacuum, this space within people that they are searching for meaning and purpose. They're not finding it in their career or even in their relationships or in money or in drink or in drugs. And so they are still empty and they're asking, is there more? And could God have something to do with that?
And are you often surprised, or are you ever surprised at the profile of people who come in, or have you just seen everybody now at this stage?
We have seen everybody at this stage. Probably over the seven courses I've run, I've probably seen 250 people come through Alpha. And we had two committed Jews last year. We have had ardent atheists. We've had fundamentalist Christians, which has made it difficult, quite honestly, at times. And we have had a lot of people from tonight, I would say the youngest was 18, to probably somebody in their 70s was here tonight. And they're all asking similar questions and looking for similar answers. And so I would say it's one of those things that that anybody can find accessible, whether you're an intellectual or whether you're somebody who is just really just who has a simple faith and wants to express your faith simply. I think Alpha will help you to find answers to some of those questions, or at least help you to explore those questions.
And how do you deal with the fundamentalists or the fundamental Christians or the atheists? Because I suppose they're not really coming to answer questions. Mm. They're pretty sure of what they already believe.
Do you want the honest answer?
I do.
Normally by week four I ask them to leave. I'm being really honest. Because if there's 50 people here who really want to explore faith, and there's one or two people who are disrupting it, whether they be a fundamentalist Christian or an ardent atheist, who really just don't want to engage but just want to talk over people and prove a point, I normally by week three or four just say, look, this probably isn't for you. This is a place for people to explore. And I won't let one person ruin the course for everyone else. And so I offered normally to meet them outside the course if they want to really talk things through further. But I just explain that it's probably not the right thing for them, because this is a course for people who genuinely are searching and seeking and asking questions. And if you don't want to do that, then it's probably not the course for you.
Mm. Yeah. And do they ever take you up on that? Do they ever come and meet you privately?
One person has over the years, for a little while. And again, all they wanted to do was argue with me privately and tell me that I was wrong on everything. And so I don't know where you go with that. I'm not somebody who particularly likes arguing. They're entitled to believe what they believe. And even there was two Jewish people last year, and quite honestly, I think I realised by week three they were more interested in converting us to Judaism than we were in talking about Christianity. And we had a very honest and loving discussion, and they actually said, look, we'll step back from it and at some stage we'll get in touch. Now, I didn't hear from them again, but it ended very amicably. But I think more about the people who are here because they are genuinely searching, and they're our priority when we run a course like this, that they come to the end of the 8 weeks or 10 weeks or whatever it is and genuinely feel like they've had an opportunity to engage, ask questions and get hopefully some answers to some of those questions.
And what would you say though to somebody, you know, like Stephen Fry now very recently and very publicly has spoken out against the idea of a God, or even that if there is a God, it's a very mean, capricious type of God.
Yeah. I read some of that interview today, and I think Stephen Fry is a very talented man. I think he is a funny man. I think he's had his own probably issues over the years, and as we all have. I think what Stephen Fry has probably done is he's either got a caricature of God, which is one that he's made up himself, or else it has been a caricature that has been developed from the very worst elements of religion. Because let's be honest, we could all look at examples of religion that would paint God in a negative light. I prefer to go to the Bible, which is how God has revealed himself. I prefer to look at Jesus, who is the fullest revelation of God. If you want to know what God looks like, look at Jesus. Jesus was God become man. And when I look at Stephen Fry's description of God and I look at Jesus, the two don't match. And so all I would simply say to somebody like Stephen Fry or somebody like that is, you may have a view of God, but it's not the real God. If you want to know the real God, we come to him through Jesus. Because Jesus says, if you want to know the Father, you come through me. I and the Father are one. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So Jesus very clearly was saying, I'm God. If you want to know what God looks like, with flesh on, with bone on, with skin on, look at me. So for me and for us here in St. Catharines, really our faith isn't about religion or trying to make a point. It's simply about a relationship with God through faith with Jesus Christ.